A soldier who murdered his ex-girlfriend from Leicestershire after breaking into her flat has been jailed today for at least 22 years. Lance Corporal Trimaan Dillon killed Alice Ruggles from Market Harbour in Gateshead last year. Capital's Martin Lindsay has been at Newcastle Crown Court for us to hear what happened. Martin, what happens in court?
Well, Alice's family cried in the public gallery as that guilty verdict was read out. They were also hugging each other while her killer gave no reaction in the dock. It took the jury less than 2 hours to reach their verdict. Some tiny comfort for Alice's family, who sat through the painful details of her murder throughout the whole trial. Sue Hills was Alice's mum.
Justice has been done today, but none of our family, nor any of Alice's closest friends, will ever be the same again. We will live the rest of our lives knowing that Alice should have been here with us, wondering what she would have become, imagining all the people she would have continued to affect with her infectious sense of humour and her sheer love of life.
Well, she's now also urging other stalking victims to speak out before it's too late.
With hindsight, there are many signs of stalking and coercive behaviour that we did not recognise. Everyone should know about these signs. This is National Stalking Awareness Week, and we feel there is a need for much more work to be done to publicise and identify stalking and controlling behaviour.
Well, Martin, just remind us what happened on the night of Alice's murder.
Well, last October, Dillon drove to Alice's flat before climbing a wall and breaking in. He'd already been told by the police not to contact her, something he ignored. A struggle between the pair then ensued, which ended in Alice's death. Well, Dillon told the court he acted in self-defence and the whole thing was an accident. In reality, though, he stabbed her in a jealous rage, leaving her body on the bathroom floor.
Please help. Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
Try and stay calm, you're doing really well.
She's contacted 101 because she put in a statement about him 2 weeks ago. Our ex-boyfriend, Harry Dillon.
Well, this came after weeks of obsessive stalking and harassment, which left Alice terrified. She also told a friend she thought the police would only deal with her complaint properly once he'd stabbed her. Alice told police she didn't want Dillon arrested, a decision which may have cost her her life.
And we heard more about their intense relationship in court, didn't we?
That's right. Jurors heard Alice was a bubbly girl who was always the life and soul of the party. But we also heard Dillon's behaviour changed her. She then lost weight and became terrified of her then-boyfriend. She also lost confidence, becoming a shadow of her former outgoing self. Well, the judge told Dillon he showed no remorse throughout the whole trial, and because of the severity of his lies, he even forgot to shed a crocodile tear. Well, he's now starting a 22-year prison sentence. For Alice's family, though, they have a lifetime of thinking what more could have been done to prevent her death.
Capital's Martin Lindsay reporting outside Newcastle Crown Court.